It's the 9:30 Schmooze, and we're talking this morning to Andy Goldfarb. Andy, I believe it's your 50th birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You have a website called Breaking Matzah, which is very popular.
Yeah, so Breaking Matzah is a personal passion project. It's a free online resource dedicated to making the Jewish home holidays magical, meaningful, and memorable, sharing ideas about food, fun, and philosophy. And it really started about 2.5 years ago. I had always loved Jewish home holidays, particularly Passover. And every year our family would write a new Haggadah and have all these great ideas. And I was talking to people and they would like, would you share your ideas with us? So I was always photocopying and FedExing my Haggadah around the country. And my kids, who are now 18 and 21, they were involved in social media. And I thought, you know what? I really need to start a website and a social media site. And so I started Breaking Matzah, initially focused on Passover. We got a great reception. And then we've expanded it from Passover to Hanukkah to Sukkot to Bar Bat Mitzvahs. And it's been wonderful.
So if somebody went to your site now, what would they see?
Well, they'd first, the front page, they'd see my chicken soup with my lucky matzah balls. So my philosophy is I want to make the ordinary extraordinary. And so instead of just a matzah ball, we have lucky matzah balls. And it makes the kids so excited for the Passover Seder.
So on this site, you've got Jewish recipes. And is it just a site for Jewish people?
Well, that's what I'm really proud of. I mean, we've probably impacted, you know, maybe 20% or 25% of the Jews in the U.S. or around the world. But only about 2/3 of our audience is Jewish, 1/3 is Christian, and about 1% is Muslim. And our top 5 countries of origin are U.S., Israel, Canada, U.K., and number 5 is actually Saudi Arabia. I only write about my heart or the Torah, and usually both. We don't do any politics on Breaking Matzah. And so it's really an opportunity for everyone to connect with how to make celebration meaningful in preparing for a holiday, participating in a holiday, and reflecting. And my philosophy is that tradition is repetitive action with meaning, and we want to stimulate the mind, touch the heart, and uplift the soul. And we do that by celebrating food, fun, and philosophy.
And how would someone come to your site?
So they would go to the site. It's breakingmatzah.com, M-A-T-Z-O.com. We are also, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and Twitter. And so people find our material and they come to our site either through friends or invitations. And it's a great resource to find 1 or 2 or 3 new ideas for a celebration. And so we celebrate people around the world of different flavors sharing a common purpose. And that's something that's been able to kind of unite people as we are sharing recipes with meaning.
Andy, it sounds like you're doing a mitzvah for the world with your website called Breaking Matzah. One of the things we like to do, Andy, on Chagigah is have you choose a tune from our American Jewish library. What tune would you like to choose today?
It is no question the Hava Negilah, because a good Hora is the foundation of a celebration. And Hanukkah and Passover and Sukkot and Breaking Matzah, we're all about celebration. So to life, l'chaim, and let's dance the Hava Negilah.
Everyone dance, come to the valley, run through the clover harvest is over, dance, everyone dance. dance where the corn was high under a golden sky. Dance where the wine was born. Dance, everyone dance. Whirl and turn about, lift up your arms and shout. Join hands, skip along, dance, everyone dance. Turn left, turn right, hold tight. Lift your feet, the heart will follow. Lift your voice, fill the hollow. Spread your wings like the swallow. Spread your wings like the swallow. Fly away, greet the day. Dance, dance, everybody dance. Nagila hava, nagila hava, nagila venus macha. Havanera nina, havanera nina, havanera nina venus macha. Havanera nina, havanera nina, havanera nina venus macha.
Tunes for You with your host, Hal Slifer, on 88.9 WERS.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila, oh, the day they met. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila, no one will forget. Harvey's a CPA, he works for IBM. He went to MIT and got his PhD. Sheila's a girl I know at BBDNO. She works the PBX and makes out the checks. Then came one great day when Harvey took the elevator. Sheila got in two floors later. Soon they both felt they were falling. Everyone heard Sheila calling, ring the bell, but they fell. Harv and Sheila fell in love. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila chose a wedding ring. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila married in the spring. She shopped at A&P, he bought a used MG. They sat and watched TV on their RCA. Borrowed from HFC, bought some AT&T, and on election day worked for JFK. Then they went and got a charger plate from R.H. Macy, bought a lay at Pink and Lacey. Then they had twin baby girls, both with dimples, both with curls, one named B, one named K. Soon they joined the PTA. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila moved to West LA. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila flew TWA. They bought a house one day, financed by FHA. It had a swimming pool full of H2O.
traded their used MG for a new XKE, switched to the GOP, that's the way things go. Oh, that Harvey, he was really smart. He used his noodle, Sheila bought a white French poodle, went to Europe with a visa. Harvey's rich, they say that he's a VIP. This could be only in the USA.